Finding a soulmate in real life sometimes take the course of a lifetime. Many single people in China are going online to search for companionship. But that doesn't mean that they're human.
They're looking for human, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or can be touched physically.
Oh.
This is all a little mysterious. Recently, 云养猫, or raising cats on the cloud, which refers to the behavior of virtual 吸猫, or cat sniffing, have become extremely popular among the empty nest youth in China's first-tier cities. Well, there's a lot of explaining that needs to happen here, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, let's go through them one by one. What is this phenomenon of raising cats on the cloud first?
Yes. Raising cats on a cloud is according to China Youth Daily reported, this behavior is a burgeoning part of China's growing pet industry that heavily focuses on China's empty nest youth or unmarried people living alone in China's major cities or first tier cities. So this online phenomenon, also known as like raising cats on a cloud, began with the cat owners. They sharing their photos or videos of their pets on social mediaonly to amass huge followings. For example, we are all like follow, Weibo users. So have you ever heard of a Weibo account called, 回忆专用小马甲? Have you guys ever heard of it?
Definitely.
Yeah,
that. A lot of funny pictures.
Yeah, that Weibo account always shares some photos of the, Samoyed dog and a very small Scottish Foldier, cat. And now it has more than 30 million followers. And also most fans identify as cat sniffers. What does it mean? 吸猫者, or people who obsessively check in multiple times a day on social media cats, cats they have come to see as their own. Also, as the paper reported, now this business has a huge market as cloud cat popularity has since spilled over into cat theme apps or video games. Some official data show now like one such app has reported $7.9 million in virtual cat sales. So Lai Ming, can you explain to us what is the phenomenon of the nest empty youth?
Well, empty nest youth, though, refers to this young people, young men and women. They are probably in the age between 21 and 39, young people. Maybe they've just graduated, they've just found a job. They're working very hard and they're living alone. And maybe they don't, their life is just too busy for them to look for a spouse or for a partner. And sometimes those empty nest youths, they are very, very interested in 吸猫 or sniffing cats. So I like the term 吸猫 a lot because it plays the word 吸烟, like smoking. It sort of refers to an addiction or an obsession of cats. So when you're saying I'm 吸猫, you're actually, it sounds like you're smoking cats. You're breathing the loveliness and cuteness of cats.
Oh, is that what it means?
That's what I would understand it.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting as I think when you look at all these things that's going on, it sounds very urban to me.
Urban?
Yeah.
Smoking cats?
Well, first of all, with the empty nest youth, that implies that you're not living with parents, so possibly you're in a different city or a different location as your parents are, and for some reason you are not
in a relationship.
There's a high possibility of that, right? So you go to work, come home, you're alone,
exhausted.
And then
you want something to cheer you up.
Yeah.
And you go online and look for cats. Is that the whole process that we've summarized up pretty well?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's the procedures. And also the reason why they prefer the virtual like cat raising or cats searching or behaviors because maybe their living conditions or their like financial conditions are not available for them to raise a real cat in a home. So the reason, maybe that's the main reason why they choose to have the virtual like raising cats in the clouds.
Well, since I can't own a cat, maybe I might as well just subscribe to someone that's already raising a cat and just look at some funny and cute pictures.
Well, the thing is, raising a cat is not that expensive. I mean, a cat, you just need to feed it, and cats, unlike lovely dogs,
you need to play with them.
You don't need to, like, walk the dog. You don't need to, you need to walk the dog, but you don't need to walk the cat. And then, I need to run this by you guys. Isn't there also the possibility that these people, these young people, for some reason, maybe being busy or afraid of, or too lazy of taking up more responsibility of actually raising a cat? And so then they're just looking stuff up online.
Yeah, it's likely. Because we were talking about young people living alone. Those are the people who might often travel. And for them, I think it's difficult for them to raise a cat. Because even if you can entrust it to a friend of yours, how often can you do that?
Oh, yes. Well, and also many people go on business trips.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be completely honest here. I mean, how busy are these people? Yeah, sure, but if you really want something, don't you just go for it? Like, if you really want a cat that bad, it's not like raising a baby. It's not as difficult, I would imagine. I mean, there's also cat and dog hotels everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, not everywhere is a bit of an overstatement, but available in cities. But what I sense from these folks is that, yes, loneliness is one thing, and life is tough. That is one thing. But you're not doing very much, to be completely honest, to pursue your dreams or to fulfill that vacuum. And more to it, for me, as I see it, is that you're feeling that void, but it can be filled rather easily. It's just looking at videos or pictures of cats online.
Well, Eyang, have you ever considered the possibility that maybe those people who do Yun Yang Mao or Raising Cat on the Cloud, that maybe they're just too lazy?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have to admit, I also subscribe to a real owner of a cat. And I have to say, I do get satisfaction or soothing effect from looking at the funny pictures. I mean, I think a part of it is comes from the paradox. I mean, cats, they are feline species. And a lot of the relatives or distant relatives, tigers, panthers,
big cats,
they're supposed to be agile. So when you look at funny pictures about how cats can be so stupid and so clumsy, that paradox makes you laugh.
Yes.
And that effect, it does relax you. I mean, I remember there have been multiple times when I feel a lot of pressure or stressed, and by logging on to YouTube and watching those funny cat pictures or cat videos, it just instantly elevates me, you know. It feels, made me feel so great. So maybe those people who do those cats, they're getting enough satisfaction from just simply looking at the pictures and videos. And also remember, perhaps those are the people who are not necessarily very much in love with cats. They just enjoy the feeling of looking at cats or looking at funny pictures. There's a saying in Chinese, like 夜工好龙. Well, it's a saying that used to describe people, people who claim that they love dragons, but in fact, when a real dragon comes visiting, knocking at the door, he gets very scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of phrase, I think maybe this could be a very good phrase to describe the kind of people who maybe want to look at the pictures or videos of cats, but just can't handle all the trouble of actually raising a cat.
So instead of shouldering the responsibility, you just get the thrill of it.
Yeah.
And the thrill can come from just looking at it instead of actually physically caressing the back of a lovely cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get a kick out of looking at these pictures.
Well, and videos. And, Limane, can I be so crude in sharing
yes,
one observation of you for me this morning?
Oh,
well, Limane, first of all, I think you're a serious thinker. and you go in depth in so many issues,
You
have your unique angle and your unique way to dissect things and communicate your ideas, and I love that about you. And yeah, this morning I came into the office and then I saw Lai Ming laughing like a hyena. Yes, on steroids or something, and just staring at his screen, and I happened to see that there were a few puffy little beings called kittens.
Yes.
Yeah, and just were they being tumble dried or something, or like being like just running all over the place on the screen?
Again.
Yeah, and Lai Ming, I've just not seen you laugh like that ever in my life, and we've known each other for quite some time. We're good friends. So yes, that's what you get when you go, maybe Yun Yang Mao, is it?
Yes, I think so.
But the part of raising cats, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration, because you're not really raising the cat, you're just looking at it. What is the thrill of all of this, according to your observation, Huang Shen?
Okay, so yesterday when we picked this topic, I really seriously checked the price of the cats and how to maintain them. Like, for me, I only have a certain type of cat I really love is called like the blue British Shorthair. I check how much are they. It's nearly like 60,000 per cat. So it's like a luxury.
60,000?
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Oh,
yes.
No, that's months of salary.
Yes. And it's a high investment. It's a luxury good. And also, it's just initial investment. You need to buy all the tools and it can play with, and buy the cat food and
sanitary stuff.
Yes. That's really a high cost. And also, I think for many those like empty nest use, they may share the apartment with someone else. You may just occupy a room of your own. It's hard for them to raise a cat. I think it's really hard. And also, like, for the cat sniffers, you just like search for the cat's videos and the photos online. It costs nothing. It's carefree, and you don't need to maintain them. You just get a fun, and you don't need to pay anything.
And no one is getting hurt. And those who upload those photos, they're making a lot of money by playing
by other ways. Adverts.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thing that's going on right now. And yes, you probably sensed by now that I am a dog lover. So
you're a dog person.
I know this is, you know, touchy ground for dog lovers as opposed to cat lovers. Is there also a thing called maybe Yun Yang Gou, you know? So is there room for those dog lovers in this raising an animal on the cloud kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like the Weibo account I mentioned called Hui Yi Zhuan Yong Xiao Ma Jia. That's a really long title. And that account also shares some photos of cute dogs. So it works for both of cat person and dog person. Yeah.
So catering to all kinds of people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's pretty much got everybody included.
Yeah, I would laugh just as silly when I look at dog pictures on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think another area of this discussion that needs our attention is we're looking at these empty nest youths. First of all, we see that there is a growing number of this group of people. And when they are looking online just to look for a companion, and cats and dogs become that companion, what does this mean? What does this show about the lives of these singletons in the cities?
Are you concerned that when they're looking at cats and dogs so often that they're just too busy to find a spouse for themselves?
Or maybe you're so fed up with things in reality that just looking at a cute dog or a cute cat can satisfy you. Well, that's a little depressing.
Well, I have an answer to you. So when I was young and cynical, I I didn't like raising pets. The idea just repelled me. And once I talked to a girl who raised a dog, and I asked, why do you raise a dog? I personally don't have enough love for dogs or any kind of pet. And her response really struck me. She said, the thing about raising a pet is it's not about you having enough love, but that raising a pet, it generates or nurtures the love inside you. Wow. Makes you be able, it increases your ability to love others.
Wow.
That's kind of deep.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
I was impressed.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Well, certainly, okay, I do apologize in advance. It's kind of like raising a baby.
It is.
Like when you think about it, it's very daunting. But as another new life comes to the world, and it's so fulfilling, apparently, according to parents, that you also relive that, that journey of not knowing anything about the world and opening your eyes to everything and becoming an enriching human being. So
He Yang, it's not too late for you to start sniffing cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or dogs.
Maybe I'll start with a dog first.
Yes.